see a phenomenal amount of talent in Haynes. You know, time and again, we see it. It's just sometimes, you know, people are hidden in the woodwork.
More than 50 are part of the next stage performance in Haynes, and the police chief warns seniors about a recent scam. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The Northern Lynn Canal moose count is at 15 so far, and the hunt is still open. That number breaks down to 4 with spikes or forks, 4 with 3 brow tines, 4 over 50 inches, and 3 illegal bulls.
Some of our elderly citizens have been targeted by email scams within the last 6 months. 2 incidents reported had to do with wire transfers from Western Union.
I've seen many, probably 4 or 5 occasions of email this year where someone's email account has been hijacked, and they send out a message to everybody in your address book that, help, I've been mugged down in some foreign country, and all my money was taken. Can you wire me $500? And we've had people that have actually wired money to who they thought was a friend of theirs in a foreign country, and of course the money is just gone.
Chief Lowe says that the culprits are probably not in the country, which makes it nearly impossible for the authorities to track down the money that was wired.
Right, and it's probably someone from outside of the country that's doing this. So actually the police can't get to them. You know, Western Union can't get to them. And that's one of the things when you're dealing with Western Union, it's working on a cash basis. So once the money's gone, you can't even get reimbursed for it. If it's a check or a credit card or something like that, there's a chance you can get your money back. But that's why these scams are run probably with Western Union, because they know once they, you know, the con artist takes possession of the money, there's no way that the people's going to get it back.
Lowe says that a good way to avoid internet scams is to refrain from giving any personal information unless you are absolutely positive you know the source is trustworthy.
Never give out your credit card information. Never give out any personal information, because people will call you up and ask for the street that you live on, or your mother's maiden name, or your dog's name. And all of these types of questions are the secret password stuff. You know, when you create a password for your credit card, your mother's maiden name is a common verifier for your information. So if they have your Social Security number or they have your date of birth and they get your mother's maiden name, they can go in and hijack your credit card.
Lowe recommends that victims of internet fraud should report these things to heighten awareness of this ongoing problem in our community.
It's a very embarrassing thing when this happens, and you need to report it just for the awareness so that someone else is not going to have the same thing happen to them. The occasion that we had here just 2 weeks ago happened when an elderly person in our community got a phone call from a person that was outside of the country, and they said, your grandson's been arrested for a drunk driving charge, and he needs X number of dollars to get out of jail. So, of course, this caring grandparent went over to Skagway, Western Union, a large sum of money, over to a foreign country. And then when he didn't hear from his grandson several days later, he ended up calling him, and the grandson was home in Florida, alive and well, had never traveled outside the country, had never been anyplace. So verify all the information that you're being told.
This is not a new scam by any means to the rest of the United States, although Lowe suspects that it is just beginning to really affect this area.
I think it's probably more common than we think, and it hasn't touched us personally until this year, although, you know, it has happened before. And down south, this is a fairly common thing. If you go online to the Western Union website, they explain all these scams and how they work out, and a lot of information about it. There's just nothing really that you can do about it. You just try and educate people so that they don't fall into this trap.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Katie Hicks.
Oh, yeah, just stop right there.
Stop.
It's about this time of year. Those in the northern panhandle start imagining how good it would be to sit on a tropical island surrounded by warm blue waters, palm trees, and coconuts. Starting this week, the Chilkat Center for the Arts is transformed into just that, plus a few nurses and sailors. Mark Siebens is the director of South Pacific, the live musical playing in Haines three times this week. It's an all-local cast that's been rehearsing the famous lines for weeks now.
His French name, but she no French girl. She Tonkinese like me. We're very pretty people, no?
Siebens has been involved in theater in Haines for more than three decades, and it took one random stop on a road trip that convinced him it was time for a musical here.
And they're always so much fun, and people really enjoy it, not only the cast, but as well as the audience. They're big shows. They're usually big family shows. And I had been thinking about directing something in Haines for the past couple of years. And a friend of mine and myself were driving up from down south and stopped at this little town in Washington. And there was a local show that was going on that evening, so we decided to stay for that evening. And they were doing South Pacific. And it was great. And I watched it, had a fun time. And I'll be honest with you, I saw my sister-in-law, Margaret, as Nellie. And said, oh my gosh, this is what we should do.
The show was originally put on in 1950 and is set in World War II times on an island in the South Pacific Ocean. A full cast of nurses and sailors stationed alongside an island with natives and locals equals drama and romance, promises Siebens.
Yeah, the story is a couple of parallel love stories between a French plantation owner and a Navy nurse, and then also between a young Marine lieutenant and a Polynesian girl, and a larger portion of it is about the prejudice that people have grown up with that was handed to them by their family and surroundings, and how they're trying to overcome this.
An astonishing 50-plus people make up the cast and crew of South Pacific. That's 31 in the cast, 10 in a live orchestra, 10 backstage, and a handful of technical helpers.
There's actually a phenomenal amount of talent in Haines. You know, time and again we see it. It's just sometimes, you know, people are hidden in the woodwork, and it takes a little bit of pressure, which I can be good at, and I pressured people and said, come on, this is a fun doggone show. You really need to be in it, and on and on and on. So our musical talent really is phenomenal around here, and you'll see that when people come see the show. They will. Some of it you've seen before, and some of it you haven't seen before, and you go, holy smokes, I never knew that they had that good of a voice, etc.
Siebens says it was surprisingly easy to find 30 people in Haines who would sing on stage in front of their neighbors. It was one other requirement of playing the part of a sailor that some of the real Alaskan men thought was more difficult than getting up on a stage. Jeff Nelson was the first one to go under the scissors for the Navy-style shave and haircut.
I did it for the play, but it was very liberating. Cut it all off. Strictly a volunteer. I'm no shirker.
He said he didn't mind the trim, but others were more hesitant to get into character, like Ryan Parker.
I need some clippers to shave my head, I guess, and my face.
And John Norton hasn't shaved his mustache in almost 40 years.
No, this is just all for the play.
Yeah.
I've shaved my beard to go visit my mom every so often, but I haven't had my mustache off since 1973. So, yeah, it's a little different. You know what? It's just, it's all for fun.
South Pacific, the musical, plays live on Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 p.m. at the Chilkat Center for the Arts in Haines. A matinee show ends the running on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Tickets are $7 for children, $12 for adults, and $35 for families.
You like?
The largest black spruce tree in Alaska lives on the campus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. This black spruce on the UAF campus is taller than the state record 64-footer birch near Haines. Using a laser measuring device, forest scientists determined that the height of this mammoth black spruce is a whopping 71 feet, a height that is uncommonly large for this particular kind of tree. The tree is 45 inches around and leans uphill towards its neighbors, the spruce, birch, willow, and white birch. For a long time, the tree was mistaken for a darker green-white spruce because of its size. Finally, the difference was realized when forest geneticist John Alden of Iceland took a closer look at the determining sign of a true black spruce. Its cones. A black spruce tree's cones are pudgy, more rounded, and about 1 inch long, while the white spruce has a longer, pointier cone. After determining its true identity, Alden nominated the black spruce tree in the Big Tree Challenge, which is a nationwide program that is run in Alaska by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Forest Sciences. Reporting for KHNS, this is Katie Hicks.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. Want to stay in touch with the Upper Lynn Canal when you're out of town? Just visit khns.org and click on the Listen tab. There, you can keep up to date with news and events until you're back home.